Dr. Anthony Fauci is headed for a firing squad, and the blood of millions will finally be washed off his hands with his own. The gears of justice are already turning, says a White House official, who reveals that laws are being rewritten right now to allow for death by firing squad, to give the American people exactly what they're screaming for: raw, unfiltered catharsis. The COVID cabal doesn't just need to be punished, they need to be destroyed, publicly, viscerally, and on live television. So every parent who lost a child, every business owner who was crushed, and every American who was lied to night after night can watch this monster finally pay the price. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Trump administration sources reveal plans for Fauci's arrest and trial are complete. They're already rewriting the rules to deliver the outcome the American people demand: a raw public reckoning broadcast live for the entire nation to witness. Why a firing squad? Because the electric chair only lets one person flip the switch. But with a firing squad, multiple Americans, people who lost loved ones, lost their businesses, lost their children's futures, can pull the trigger together. And when those bullets rip through him, his brains will be splattered across the wall in a red mist. The ultimate catharsis for a nation that was lied to night after night by this smug, barefaced tyrant. Fauci spent years peddling fear while making up authoritarian rules on the fly with zero science behind them. Rules that crushed businesses, destroyed mental health, and robbed an entire generation of children of their future. He pushed experimental vaccines with devastating consequences, while denying natural immunity and crushing anybody who dared to question him. His chickens are finally coming home to roost. Even many former liberal defenders have turned on him, disgusted by his extreme arrogance, repugnant personality, and his decades-long trail of destruction. From the AIDS nightmare in the 1980s, to the maimed and slaughtered children he buried in unmarked graves, straight through to the COVID pandemic. And we haven't even mentioned the animal torture labs. According to RFK Jr. and others who know the truth, Anthony Fauci is one of history's darkest figures. If this nation is ever going to heal, he must be treated exactly like one. No more protection, no more lies, no more mercy. The reckoning is coming, and it will be bloody.
Again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
you say it, there was research.
For the record, that was Anthony Fauci testifying before Congress under oath. We knew he was lying at the time because his lips were moving. But now, we have even more evidence, because this just dropped on Thursday.
Did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through Echo Health?
Yes, we did. Research that goes on in many, many labs around the country. It is not regulated, and the reason it's not regulated is it poses no threat or harm to anybody.
Except when that gain-of-function research accidentally creates a novel, highly transmissible virus that escapes the lab and spreads across the entire world. Except when that gain-of-function research gives the pandemic planners and COVID cabal exactly what they wanted. The perfect pretext to impose the most draconian authoritarian overreach in history. Policies that crushed millions of businesses, shattered mental health, damaged our children's health, stole years from our lives, and left deep scars on an entire generation. And we haven't even got to the disastrous mRNA vaccines they had waiting for us yet.
You tweeted this out on Friday on X. You said, Fauci flunky and fixer David Morin must be prosecuted. What charges should he face?
It's a felony to destroy records. It's a felony to destroy evidence. And so without question, Morin has admitted in his emails that he was destroying evidence. And he says in all likelihood, Tony Fauci was too. Essentially, David Morin is Anthony Fauci's Michael Cohen. He's the fixer. He's the guy that is the back channel. He's the guy that's getting information to Tony that nobody can see, takes it in person. I mean, this sounds like the mob or something. It doesn't sound like high-ranking scientists.
It's worse than the mob. It's the COVID cabal, a criminal cartel that makes the La Casa Nostra look like child's play. Think about it. How many people did the mob ever kill in America? With Tony Fauci, the question isn't how many people died. The question is, how many millions? How many millions of children, of defenseless dogs? But here's where the mob comparison actually makes perfect sense. How the Department of Justice is bringing him down. Just like the old mafia cases, his own underlings are flipping. Remember Sammy the Bull Gravano? He was John Gotti's underboss until he flipped, ratted out his own boss, and sent the Teflon Don straight to prison for the rest of his life. Well, Fauci's own people hate his guts. Ever had a bad boss? Now imagine working for Dr. Anthony Fauci. They're ratting him out with pure pleasure, smiling while they do it, in exchange for immunity.
It is a crime to destroy records. It is a crime to destroy evidence. And so I feel very certain that he should be prosecuted. I'm sending a letter to the Department of Justice. The question is, will the Department of Justice act? And frankly, if you were prosecuting this, what you would do is offer Morenz some possible immunity if he'll testify to actually what Anthony Fauci was doing, since I believe Anthony Fauci was in charge of the entire conspiracy.
It's not just his own underlings who are turning on him. Brave, uncompromising scientists and virologists all over the world are now blowing the whistle. And they absolutely detest Anthony Fauci. From Japan to France, from Nobel laureates to top virologists, they're coming forward with damning evidence that cannot be ignored. The walls are closing in. When we come back, you're going to hear exactly what these international scientists are saying and why Fauci can't survive the storm. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Hold on. Before we continue, let's cut through any nonsense. If you think anything I'm saying is exaggerated, think again. Forcing over half the planet to take these disastrous mRNA shots, shots that have caused devastation on a scale never seen before, is without doubt the greatest crime in the history of our species.
The mass injecting of more than half the world's population with that drug is the worst thing that has ever happened in the history of our species, and it has happened now. And I know that's very, very difficult for a lot of people to accept, particularly people who've had it, but we are now living in the aftermath of that. And the repercussions are gonna go on, I'm afraid, for a very long time. It's not like, oh, people, lots of people died, and now they've finished dying, and obviously we want justice. People will keep dying, keep being extremely ill, probably be infertile, affected in all kinds of different ways for years and years, I'm afraid. And people have to kind of accept that thing took place. And anybody who was involved at any kind of high level with making that happen is not your friend.
In Japan, the people are desperate to see Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci face justice in the style that fits their culture. They want them to commit seppuku, ritual suicide. And if that's not on the table, they'll gladly settle for a public firing squad. Why? Because the Japanese saw through the lies long before most of the world did. Their groundbreaking scientific research helped expose the truth and made the case against these tyrants ironclad, cut and dried. While Fauci was pumping newborns full of toxic mRNA and burying orphans in unmarked graves outside New York, the Japanese ceased all mandatory vaccines for children under 24 months old. Can you guess what happened next? You didn't have to be a genius to see it. but it didn't hurt that a real one spelled it out. Dr. Luc Montagnier, Nobel laureate and the man who discovered HIV, used his final interviews to blow the lid off the whole thing.
Je suis scandalisé par le fait qu'on veut aussi vacciner des enfants. Parce que là, on touche vraiment à la génération future. Il faut savoir que, par exemple, pour le glyphosate, n'est-ce pas, des travaux récents montrent que il y a des effets épigénétiques, c'est-à-dire les gens qui mangent du glyphosate dans leur alimentation, ils transmettent quelque chose qui va se produire dans les générations futures. Les fils, les petits-fils, les arrière-petits-fils vont souffrir. Bon, ceci a été montré chez des rats pour l'instant, mais on peut extrapoler à l'homme. Donc, il y a des effets épigénétiques, il faut penser à ça, c'est-à-dire il faut pas seulement penser à ses propres générations, mais au futur. Et donc, là, le messager, l'ARN messager que vous injectez de votre vaccin peut très bien avoir des effets aussi pour les générations futures qu'on ne détecte pas si on ne les cherche pas.
Montagnier looked straight into the camera and called COVID what it was, the work of a professional psychopath. Just 6 days later, he was found dead. He said COVID was not natural. HIV sequences had been deliberately spliced in. The man who engineered the original AIDS crisis had found a way to weaponize the disease and target the mainstream. And thanks to that man-made monster and the mass mRNA carnage that followed, half the world is now living with full-blown AIDS.
Et vous êtes arrivé à certaines conclusions.
Alors, nous sommes arrivés à la conclusion qu'effectivement, il y avait eu une manipulation au sujet de ce virus.
C'est-à-dire ?
Eh bien, qu'une partie, je ne dis pas le total, n'est-ce pas, mais il y a un modèle qui est évidemment le virus classique, et là c'était un modèle surtout venant de la chauve-souris, mais à ce modèle, on a par-dessus ajouté des séquences, notamment du VIH, le virus du sida. Il, on ne sait pas, on a voulu faire un vaccin contre le sida. Donc on a pris des petites séquences du virus et on les a installées dans la séquence plus grande du coronavirus.
Alors je suis pas sûr de comprendre tout ce que vous dites. C'est-à-dire que dans ce virus, il y a une part de VIH.
Voilà, c'est ça. Le matériel génétique du virus est un long ruban d'ARN, n'est-ce pas ? Comme de l'ADN, mais c'est de l'ARN. Et dans ce long ruban, à une certaine place, on a fixé des séquences petites de VIH. Mais ces séquences petites ne sont pas petites pour ne rien vouloir dire. Elles ont la possibilité de modifier, par exemple, ce qu'on appelle des sites antigéniques. C'est-à-dire, si on veut faire un vaccin, on peut très bien modifier la protéine qui est exposée pour le vaccin par une petite séquence venant d'un autre virus.
Et vous êtes certain de ça? Parce qu'on a dit que le bruit a couru, que c'était d'une origine humaine, finalement. Et ça a été ensuite réfuté par la plupart des autorités scientifiques, quand même.
Il y a quand même une volonté d'étouffement, si vous voulez. Les travaux, nous ne sommes pas les premiers. Hein. Un groupe de chercheurs indiens, très, très renommés, avait publié la même chose. On les aura forcés à rétracter.
The damning information was there from the very beginning, straight from the world's most eminent scientists, exposing Anthony Fauci as a criminal and mass killer. Yet instead of listening, the mainstream media did everything they could to destroy those voices. Just look at what they did to Dr. Luc Montagnier, a Nobel Prize winner. Did you notice? The smug mainstream hack tried to paint this legendary scientist as some kind of conspiracy theorist. It was shocking. It was disgusting. And it happened over and over again across the world throughout the entire pandemic. They smeared, censored, and ridiculed the best minds in science, all to protect the official narrative. Plandemics have consequences. And now, heads must roll. The elite are cornered, and they know it. Their empire of secrets is crumbling in real time. A wounded beast is never more vicious than when it's bleeding out. That is why they have never been this dangerous. That's why right now, you are squarely in their crosshairs. If you're paying for a major VPN, cancel your subscription right now. You're under attack. The big VPNs you trusted, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, Private Internet Access and others, are now owned by one Tel Aviv Links company. Most of their key people come from Israel's Unit 8200 Cyber Intelligence and Dovdedan Special Forces. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy, and they're laughing at you. That's why VP.net was built last year. It's not another Trust Us VPN, it's Zero Trust by design. Zero knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and fully open source code. Even if they wanted to or were forced to, they literally can't see or log your activity. No backdoors, no compromises. Privacy guaranteed by math, not promises. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Stop trusting, stop protecting. This is how you take back control.